We're back with some more college basketball action here for Friday, November 25th. Feast week rolls on. Got a great slate of games on tap for today, so let's jump right into it. Now we start out in Savannah, Georgia with the Hostillo Community Classic. South Dakota State taking on Valparaiso. South Dakota State comes into this game as the 82nd overall team in the Hot Tibet Power Ranking. Valpo is the 220th overall team. And overall, it was a South Dakota State team that I did like a lot last year. And they played very, very well. But we've seen them start the season off here with some massive, massive struggles. I mean, while they did come back to beat St. Bonaventure, certainly for large parts of that game, they didn't look great. And don't get me wrong, no team that loses to Chicago State like Valparaiso did is in great shape by any means. But I think these two teams are a lot closer than their rankings may say. I mean, for this Valparaiso team, certainly not the start they wanted, especially with that Chicago State loss. But they have done a decent job shooting the ball this season, a 51.3 effective field goal percentage on the season overall, which is certainly not the best field goal shooting in the world, but it's still not terrible. And overall, it's certainly not means for panic by any means for this Valpo team. Ben Kirk and Kobe King have both had strong starts to the season, and Kobe King was a guy who I absolutely loved at Wisconsin, had a decent year last year here for Valpo, and I think he steps up in an even bigger position here this season. Nick Edwards is a guy who I also expect to get more involved in this Valpo offense. And I'm just very high on this Valparaiso team entering the season. Overall, I think this is a game that they can certainly keep close. And when we look over to South Dakota State, you know, they struggled against St. Bonaventure a little bit, end up winning that game, did not look great against Arkansas in that next game. And overall, they've been a decent team shooting the ball. You know, from three, they could certainly be better. Haven't been a great perimeter shooting team. But overall, it just does not look like the same South Dakota State team that we saw go 18-0 in Summit League play a season ago. Now, granted, they're probably still the best team in the Summit League this season, but they lost a lot of talent from a year ago, and we expected more of those bench minutes to step up and get more involved in this offense, but it hasn't necessarily looked like that. I mean, Matt Dellinger is one of the guys who has stepped up, and he has certainly had a solid season this year. And it's a team in South Dakota State. If they push tempo, they can certainly stay in this game and even potentially run away with it. But I think it's going to be a hard thing to do against the Valparaiso team that has been competitive this season. And I just don't know that South Dakota State has the offense to push tempo like they were a season ago. I think they struggle to run away with this game. I think Valparaiso is able to keep it close. I'm taking them here to cover against South Dakota State. Now we head to Philadelphia for the Cathedral Classic. We got Colgate taking on Delaware. Colgate comes into this game as the 87th overall team in the Hot Tibet Power Ranking. Delaware is the 162nd overall team. And, you know, it's a Colgate team for the second straight year, goes into the Carrier Dome, or whatever we're actually calling that stadium now, but goes into the Carrier Dome and is able to beat Syracuse. A major, major win here for this Colgate team once again. And overall, it's a Colgate team that I have been very impressed with this season. They have shot the ball extremely, extremely well. A 58.3 effective field goal percentage on the season. They're also hitting 41.4% from beyond the arc. And that perimeter shooting especially was something I kind of thought we'd see trickle down a little bit, but it's actually held pretty steadily here through their first six games of the season. For this Delaware squad, they're actually still looking for their first Division I win of the season. And unlike Colgate, they have not shot the ball well, only shooting a 40.6 effective field goal percentage on the season. If there is one bright spot about the Delaware offense, the free throw shooting has been good. And you know, I love good teams that can hit their free throws. And Delaware is certainly one of those, hitting 78.3% from the free throw line. But there's still a lot of question marks that remain with this Delaware team. It's going to be hard, I think, for them to get everything corrected and turned around here for this game. I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, one of their biggest issues is just their size. You know, they're not nearly as big as they were a season ago, losing two of their big men who had a lot of production for this Delaware squad a year ago. And it's not a Colgate team that is going to just, you know, lay down and let you keep it close. They're going to look to push tempo in this game. I mean, yeah, on the Colgate side of things, the loss of Nelly Cummings was, you know, certainly a big blow for this team as well. But Matt Lengel here in his 12th season at the helm of Colgate really has a solid team built once again. I don't think there's any real concern for what Colgate has going for him right now. I think they roll through this game pretty easily. I think they get a big, big win here in Philly. I'm taking Colgate to destroy Delaware here in this one. Next up, we head to the Gotham Classic with Notre Dame taking on St. Bonaventure. Notre Dame comes into this one as the 48th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. St. Bonaventure is the 119th overall. And, you know, it's a Notre Dame team that I am fairly high on this season. Yes, they've had some questionable performances. We're able to sneak out some wins. And overall, it's a Notre Dame team that has shot the ball very, very well this season. You know, a 59.7 effective field goal percentage on this year. Also in 39.8% from beyond the arc. Yeah, their defense certainly still has some question marks, but overall, I am pretty happy with what I have seen out of Notre Dame this season. As far as St. Bonaventure goes, you know, started the season with a few early stumbles, have certainly played some close competitive games. They aren't a bad team by any means, but overall, they've had some shooting struggles, by no means terrible. I mean, when you compare it to what Notre Dame has done from beyond the arc, it's not as good, but they're still hitting 34.9% from three, which at this early in the season is definitely still a great number. Overall, though, I think it's a St. Bonaventure team that certainly has some question marks on both sides of the ball. You know, it was a team last year that I was fading all the time. Granted, it didn't always work out in my favor. I would say probably majority of the time it didn't work out in my favor. But the issue was last year, it just was not a very deep team. You know, they didn't really have a ton of bench minutes who were really contributing to this team. And I think it's kind of even worse than it was a season ago. They do bring in a decent transfer class. They're not as one-sided as they were a season ago, but it's certainly a team that overall has some depth concerns coming into this season. And overall for Notre Dame, it was a great season last year. Mike Bray ends up winning 24 games with this team, and they return with a lot of talent they had a season ago. Four redshirt freshmen are in the starting five, and overall, it's a team that's been able to find answers on the offensive ball and is able to win games. I think they finish out this MTE with a big win. I love Notre Dame. I think they cover here against St. Bonaventure. Now, quickly, if you haven't already checked out the website, head over to hottipbets.com. We got college basketball, college football, NFL, NBA, NHL, UFC, horse racing picks being posted up there every single day. Also, follow the Hot Tip Bets main account at Hot Tip Bets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. Follow my personal accounts at Hot Tip Bets Chris on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter to stay up to date with all the content that I'm putting out, as well as on BetStamp, where you can get early access to all of my picks and get a notification every single time that I place a bet. And last but definitely not least, for watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future content, and most importantly, drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on here for Friday. Now let's get into these final two games. Next up on the card, we have William & Mary taking on Pitt. William & Mary coming to this game as the 329th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. Pitt is the 155th overall team. And, you know, Pitt is able to get a few wins over some cupcakes, but overall, it's been a brutal start to this season. I mean, I didn't have high hopes for them after what they put on the court last season, but it hasn't looked great this season. I mean, from beyond the arc, they have really struggled, only hitting 27.4% from three this season. And overall, it's just a Pitt team that plays a very slow style of basketball. And they're going up against a William & Mary team that I've been quite impressed with this season. Now, granted, William & Mary doesn't have the best record either, and they certainly don't have a great ranking in my power rankings. But I think they've outplayed both of those stats this season. I mean, overall, they've shot the ball decently well. They've certainly shot the ball better than Pitt. A 49.1 effective field goal percentage on the season isn't great, but for the 329th team in the country, it's not bad. And the 36% from beyond the arc is obviously leaps and bounds better than what Pitt has done this season. Defense has been a bit of a struggle for William & Mary. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat that at all. And while William & Mary had a little bit of a down year last year, I mean, Dane Fisher didn't have a great season. He has proven in the past that he can win at this program. And it's a William & Mary team that hit the Saint transfer portal very, very hard. St. Thomas transfer, Andreas Nelson comes in and has already made a major, major impact on this team, is definitely putting up points in and really has been a contributor already. Overall, while their defense isn't great, I think William & Mary is able to keep it close in this game. And quite honestly, what Jeff Capel has built here at Pitt is just not great. He's certainly on the hot seat. I think it's a Pitt team that continues to struggle all season. And I think William & Mary is able to keep it close here against Pitt. Now we head to the Emerald Coast Classic for Cal taking on TCU. Cal comes into this game as the 160th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. TCU is the 39th overall team. And Cal is just one of those teams that has not played great this season. Nothing but struggles. Still looking for their first win of the season, and I highly doubt they find it here against TCU. I mean, offensively, Cal has just been downright awful this season. Yeah, their shooting has improved a little bit from where they were at the very beginning of the season, but they still are nothing but bad. Only a 46.7 effective field goal percentage. Not terrible from beyond the arc, hitting 32.2%, but certainly not a stat line that's jumping off the paper. And well, you don't have any wins. You gotta shoot the ball better than that. For this TCU squad, obviously the loss to Northwestern State is a bit concerning. I wasn't expecting it. I don't think anyone was expecting it. It was a TCU team that I was very high on coming into this season. But overall, their offense hasn't been terrible this season. Their defense has been fairly strong. And Jamie Dixon, you know, is really built a fairly strong team and a fairly good roster here for this TCU squad. They enter the season with really the most talent that he has ever had in a roster, and yeah, they've stumbled a little bit out of the gate here. They're certainly not as good as we think, and in a Big 12 that is so competitive, it's going to be an uphill battle certainly for this team. But when we look at this game specifically, and we look at this Cal team, who is really just one who hasn't shot the ball great, they really lack that star player or really just any leader player, you know, any leadership at all really on this team for to take control and into really, you know, will this team to wins. They've just lost bad games. They don't look like a good team. What Mark Fox has here in Berkeley, at this point, it really feels like his days are coming to an end. I don't know how he's still the coach. I think they struggle in this game. I think TCU wins this one pretty handily. I'm taking TCU here to cover against Cal.